vote, and if you look through the list of cities, many of them are much larger than us. So we appreciate people going to Emporia Main Street's Facebook page, and we'll have some posts on our website. You can vote every single day in that 10 best contest, and I think KVUE has a link up in their news article, so we appreciate that. But we need all of you to vote every day. I know in 2016, after we rolled out with the number one ranking, there was a series of investments that were made in the community and specifically in the downtown, and we'd like to see that again. So we appreciate all the votes.
Yeah, so get on and get those votes in every day. So it goes how long, Casey?
It goes for about a month. Okay. So April 8th is the last day to vote. So just keep voting.
Yeah, just make this standard operating procedure.
That's right.
I'm going to get my vote on right now. Set the alarm and listen to KVUE and then make your vote.
Main Street vote. Okay. Well, the taste isn't far away, huh?
Yeah, the taste is coming up April 13th, and we have tickets that are available on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can stop in the office. We have a ton of different vendors, including some new wineries and breweries that we've never had before. So we're excited about that. This is the last week that you can sign up for the Show of Hands pitch event. So we had a location change. The Radius Production Brewery is full of busted up concrete right now. So we are shifting that to the upper story of the Lyon County History Center. Remember that St. Pat's activities are going on downtown, including the parade at 1, and there's all sorts of different pub crawls and activities that are occurring downtown this Saturday. Whole list of spring break activities that are available on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com. You can sign up for the eTech Startups class if you're a entrepreneur looking to start a tech or product-based business. We can get you signed up for that also starting April 8th. And then we had a tremendous turnout downtown for state basketball with over 13,600 visitors from more than 50 miles away that came into the downtown area. So thanks to all the different businesses and all the different volunteers. And I know Tom and his crew at the Rec Center for all their work in greeting all those people that were coming in for state basketball.
Yeah, huge turnout, and attendance was enormous, really, for the whole week. And thanks to all the teams. They brought good crowds, each and every team did this year. So that was good to see.
They did. We're seeing all sorts of feedback from businesses that they hit up while they were in town, and we appreciate those outside dollars flowing into local coffers.
Okay, looking forward to the taste coming up, as Casey mentioned, April 13th. And then, boy, we've got a big day happening on May the 4th, don't we?
Yeah, all the events. All the events happening simultaneously. So we have people, well, I like disc golf. Well, I like cycling. Well, you know, our Latino culture here with Hispanics of today and tomorrow is great. So we just roll them all into one big activity, May 4th, and it's Star Wars Day. So you can come downtown in your Stormtrooper outfit, get some churros, see the cycling event, throw some discs. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, all that on May the 4th. All right, Casey, appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, Casey.
Guys.
Yeah, Casey Williams, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Hey, don't forget, vote.
Oh, and man, yes, even though...
Main Street Facebook page, or we have a link to it, KVOE.com.
Right, yeah, get that voting in, too. Right now, based off of the national leaderboard, Emporia is, in the early going, first place.
We are?
We're first place. But this is one of those things where you have to keep the momentum going all the way through April 8th. So
No time to slow down.
Let's get it done and be known once again for the first time since 16 as the best Main Street in America.
653, 40 degrees. Good morning. There's the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Now with 10 convenient Emporia area locations to serve their outstanding customers. We're saying, Ron, it's spring break, but we had the fine crew at Riverside Fifth Graders. They wanted to unveil the menu that's available to you for lunch at Walnut School this week.
Hi, my name is Gavin, and I am a fifth grader at Riverside Elementary. Today's lunch menu for Wednesday,